school. I've been sister crying my home in school for 15 years. Never been in trouble a day in her life. Serving 2 to 5. Why? Because there's a war against Islam. I don't think that if we want a war against Islam, starting with Iraq, starting with Afghanistan, starting with any and everything that has to do with peace, what are we as a people going to stop letting the politicians letting us use God to wage war? Whether you are Muslim, Christian, Jew, atheist, Jehovah Witness, we're all about God. We're about peace. We're about our future. We're not about oil. We're not about bloodshed. There's a Patriot Act that we have to abolish in the United States. We have to abolish the Patriot Act in Philadelphia on the 6th of March. You need to join us right here in City Hall, at City Council, to tell them no Patriot Act. We all know that the Constitution was not written for people of color and for women, but they had to give it to us anyway. We're talking about having rights for people in Iraq when you're destroying the damn rights of the people of the United States of America as you say. We're destroying the Social Security. My brother was wounded in Vietnam 3 times. Said that my children wouldn't have to go fight no damn war. Yeah. We don't need no war to stimulate the economy. We need no sons of bitches in Washington, D.C. to stop stealing the damn money. We need housing. We need medical. We need job security. I'm laid off. Two of my children are laid off. The damn United States is in a recession. It ain't no damn oppression. It's a recession. The government got their foot on our neck. And it's time for them to get it up off it. We gotta vote. We gotta unite. We can't let this government put Muslim against Jew, Christian against Muslim, atheist against everybody else. We need the gays. We need the straights. We need everybody to tell this government, you're going to be for the people. Fuck you. We're going to take it over. We got to stop this Patriot Act. I don't think that our forefathers, though they were slave owners, they made some laws, and so far we've been doing all right with this so-called Constitution, and now they're studying the Constitution every day and every night. We can't be worried about going to Disney. We can't be worried about getting a brand new car. We might be worried about, do I have something to eat? Does my neighbor have something to eat? What are you, stupid?
Tell them, sister!
Tell us!
They're telling you they're getting ready to release smallpox for you. They're telling you to duct tape your window. Duct tape this! Gas mask. If God Almighty say it's over, it's over. But I'm not laying down. We got to stand up. We didn't go through slavery. We didn't go through the 60s. We didn't go through the 70s. We didn't go through all that. Here we are, the new millennium. And we just going to turn over and let the Bush administration about the mad men create war. And I need the women to lead this thing because we'll do it. If you need the women to do it, we'll do it! We are the same! We are the creators of life! We need all of our babies not to be sent to war! If you ain't mad now, you know when you're going to get mad? When the body bags start coming home! Stop! you gotta vote. I don't care if you say it doesn't make a difference. Yes, it does. You gotta start local and go national and international. What are you? Sleepy? Wake up! America, this is your wake-up call. We got hundreds of thousands of people today all around the world saying peace, peace, peace. Kill!